This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump on Saturday promised to put forth a female nominee in the coming week to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Taking the stage at a rally in North Carolina to chance of fill that seat, the president said he would nominate his selection despite Democrats' objections.
So we will uphold equal justice under the law for citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed. I will be putting forth a nominee next week. It will be a woman.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky vowed on Friday night, just hours after Ginsburg's death, to call a vote for Trump's upcoming nominee. Democrats say it is hypocrisy after McConnell refused to consider then-President Barack Obama's nominee, Judge Merrick Garland, 11 months before the 2016 election. The remaining eight Supreme Court justices have written emotional statements remembering Ruth Bader Ginsburg, including her friend, Justice Clarence Thomas. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The justices all wrote of Ginsburg's undying devotion to the law and her grace as a colleague. Chief Justice John Roberts describes her as a jurist of historic stature and a tireless and resolute champion of justice. Justice Clarence Thomas calls Ginsburg a dear colleague and friend, a superb judge who gave her best and exacted the best from each of us, whether in agreement or disagreement. While Justice Sonia Sotomayor calls Ginsburg an American hero who spent her life fighting for the equality of all people. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump on Saturday touted what he called a fantastic deal that could see Oracle and Walmart become U.S. tech partners for TikTok, which the president is seeking to ban over security concerns. He told reporters at the White House he was giving the deal with Oracle my blessing and that it had addressed U.S. national security concerns.
It will have nothing to do with China. It'll be totally secure. That'll be part of the deal, and that will be both Oracle, as you know, and Walmart. And I think it's going to be a fantastic deal.
About 100 million Americans use TikTok, and U.S. officials have expressed concern about user data and the potential for China to access that information. Trump critics have said that while TikTok's security risks are unclear, the sweeping ban he had proposed raised concerns about the government's ability to regulate free expression. Tens of thousands of people joined the biggest protest in years in Thailand Saturday, cheering calls to curb the power of the country's monarchy, as well as for the removal of former coup leader, Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha. The protests have been building in the Southeast Asian country since mid-July. They have broken a long-standing taboo by criticizing the monarchy, as well as seeking a new constitution and elections. Thai authorities have said criticizing the monarchy is unacceptable in a country where the king is constitutionally enthroned in a position of revered worship. News reports estimate at least 30,000 people took part in Saturday's demonstrations. Organizers said there were more than 50,000, while police said there were 18,000, still enough to make it the biggest since Prayut took power in 2014. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says he is recovering his verbal and physical abilities at the German hospital where he is being treated for suspected nerve agent poisoning. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Navalny, the most visible opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin, fell ill on a domestic flight to Moscow on the 20th of August and was transferred to Germany for treatment 2 days later. A German military lab later determined that the Russian politician was poisoned with Novichok, the same class of Soviet-era agent that Britain said was used on a former Russian spy and his daughter in England in 2018. Navalny was kept in an induced coma for more than a week while being treated with an antidote. I'm Zaria Shakili.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.